Welcome to a brand new Masechta Shabbos, that discusses the laws of Shmirah Shabbos, the laws of Shabbos observance. This happens to be a very long Masechta. It's 24 chapters, 24 prakim. It's also a pretty rigorous and difficult Masechta, but Chazal teach us that the more effort one puts into understanding something, the benefits and the rewards are that much more meaningful. So welcome aboard this great journey in Ritz Hashem as we begin to learn Maseches Shabbos, such an important Masechta. I'll begin with a small mashal. The Torah teaches us that Shabbos is Oshi Beini Ubein B'nei Yisrael. That Shabbos is a sign between Hashem and the Jewish people. And the great Chafetz Chaim used to explain that imagine for a moment that you're a businessman and you travel always, to Memphis, Tennessee. And you in Memphis, Tennessee, there's this one amazing restaurant that makes great pastrami sandwiches, for example. Kosher, obviously. And every time you go there, you make sure that you make time to go to this restaurant and have one of their amazing pastrami sandwiches. And one time, you come on a business trip and you come there, and the store is closed in the middle of the day. I don't know. It's closed. You assume, listen, something must have happened. Maybe there was a power outage. Maybe there was, unfortunately, a death in the family. Okay. We'll come next time. You come back a few months later. You go there. This time, again, the sign's up. The front doors are closed. The curtains are drawn. Something's not in order. I don't know, maybe you just randomly came the two times that something happened in the family. The third time you come, the sign to the store is gone. Says the Chafetz Chaim, then you know the store is out of business. It's not operational. Says the Torah that Shabbos is an os. Shabbos is a sign. In a person's Judaism, a person's Jewish life, their spiritual world, even if other things maybe aren't 100% in order, maybe they're not open for business all the time, but if there's Shmirah Shabbos, if the sign is up, then one knows that their Judaism is in business. But if Shabbos, which is the hallmark of the Jewish people, it's the sign between Hashem and the Jewish people, if the sign is down, then one has to question if the person's spiritual life, if their Judaism is in their own business. So Mitzvah Hashem, learning Maseches Shabbos, will make sure that the sign is large and the sign is bold, and everyone will know, including ourselves, that our spirituality, our Yiddishkeit, is strong, it's in business, and it's very operational. As an introduction to the Masechta, the Torah teaches us, Sheshes Yamim Tav Vasisa Kol Melachtecha. You should work for 6 days, and you should do all of your melacha, all of your labors, all your tasks. V'yom HaShvi'i Shabbos L'Hashem Elokecha. But on the seventh day, Shabbos Losasa Kol Melacha. You cannot do any melacha. You can't do any work. Now, what's melacha? We like to call melacha creative work. There are 39 categories of forbidden work on Shabbos. Those are called Avos Melachos, Father forbidden creative works. And each of those have something called toldos, which are derivatives or similar types of work, which aren't exactly that key type, that principal type of work, which we're going to learn a lot more about these in Mirtz Hashem in the seventh chapter of Maseches Shabbos. Those are all prohibited biblically. Both the avos, the key types of work, and the toldos, the outgrowth of those, are all biblically prohibited. In addition to that, there are many actions that even though they're not prohibited biblically, but were rabbinically prohibited. For example, muktzah. Muktzah is moving objects that can't be used on Shabbos. Moving a pen, moving one's phone, etc., etc. Those are not prohibited biblically, but those are prohibited rabbinically. If a person violates a Torah commandment, they violate Shabbos, and they're warned, and there's witnesses, the Torah punishment for that is skila. It's capital punishment. If one is not warned, there's no witnesses, the punishment is kares, death in the hands of Hashem, which a person could do tshuva for. And then there are many prohibitions which are only prohibited midrabanan, only prohibited rabbinically. The first Mishnah that we'll learn with Hashem tomorrow talks about the prohibition of hotza'ah. Hotza'ah means taking something from one jurisdiction, one rishos, one property into a different property. It's actually the last of the 39 melachos of Shabbos, yet the Mishnah decides to begin with it because it's so common. People are always going in, they're going out. If there's no Eruv, talk about that too, but if there's no permitted way to do it, a person has something in their pocket, that could be a problem. So the Mishnayos talk about that right away so that we're kind of prepped and ready to understand that Shabbos, keeping Shabbos regularly, has many details and many requirements. Hashem should help us in the merit of learning about Shabbos. Shabbos is the same letters as the word Tashuv. To return, we should return to ourselves, we should become closer, and Amir Tzah Hashem, this should be a meaningful experience. Can't wait to send out the first Mishnah, Amir Tzah Hashem, tomorrow morning. Have a great day.